This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, hour number two. We do 3 hours every night from 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. Rain, sleet, snow, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter,
President's Day.
President's Day. Happy President's Day. And that's likely the response you're going to get.
Those aren't holidays. Those are just the mail schedule.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Pretty much. And banks.
Banks, all the things.
Yeah, but you don't usually need a bank to be open. Just go to the ATM for the most part.
Well, now, but back in the day, I mean, people, this was a big deal. This was like a whole banking holiday. No. Which have been used repeatedly.
The bank was open today, though. We just went to the ATM.
And yeah.
There was people inside. I thought they were closed because I was thinking it was Sunday for whatever reason. It didn't even occur to me that it was a post office holiday, but they were open.
Well, today is the day that you are supposed to be celebrating, by writ of law, the great presidents who have come to continue to lead our country in greatness.
I don't do a lot of things the feds want me to do.
I mean, I would absolutely celebrate William Henry Harrison's presidency.
A great presidency, indeed. By the way. And I think for libertarians,
the best.
Harrison has been one of our favorite presidents of all time. Yeah. And what did he do?
Died.
He died 30 days, ballpark. I think it was about 30 days.
Yeah, 31 days. He wouldn't stop giving his inauguration speech in the pouring rain in the middle of January, got pneumonia, was sick in bed for the next 30 days, and then died. He did the least harm, therefore he was the best.
So there you go. But we also take your calls, and we're going to go to the phones, and this is Sarah. Sarah is calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I worked very hard to get the vote out, and I got the result that I wanted. I turned our whole state completely blue.
You did this?
We've always known that it was a Democratic state.
Oh, okay. You're referring to political teams. I thought you were... like you had put it outside where it was cold, or you had deprived it of oxygen.
No. I mean, everybody that we sent to Washington are Democrats now, and our governor is Democrat, our House, the reps from the Senate, they're all Democrats. And you know, the most important thing that I got out of it was
what did you get out of it? Say again.
The cigarette tax going up $1.50, and that was not part of my expectation.
Sarah, you realize the problem with that is if you tax something, you're going to get less of it. That means you're going to get people who are driving and withdrawing from nicotine. That's the bad combination.
That's a great point. Sarah, what about all the people that are now going to be on the roads, driving across crosswalks, jonesing for a cigarette that they can no longer afford? Those people are prone to run over people. And Sarah is very conscientious of the deaths by automobile against pedestrians. So how do you answer?
That's an important issue. I mean, the jonesing part of it is not significant as they're blowing smoke while I'm standing at the bus stop. They
people
sit right on the bus stop and they
do my cigarettes offend you when you're sitting at the bus stop, Sarah?
Well, they tell you, I asked one of them, can you move? Can you put it out? You told me I was here first. You stand 20 feet
away. I'm sorry,
Sarah. I
was asking about my cigarettes. Do they bother you?
Well, you know what? I have never sat next to you on a bus stop with a cigarette, and in New Hampshire, it's illegal. You're not allowed to smoke in New Hampshire on a bus stop.
Well, and Chris has, like, a job, too, so he's not usually at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We're not filthy commies. We have cars.
Yeah, I guess the point is, Sarah, it's not just the guy sitting next to you. It's every person other than you who makes a decision that they want to smoke or they don't want to smoke. Those are decisions that people can make.
They have been obnoxious with me. That's why the cigarette tax is almost going to be like $3.25. I've been nice. I've been polite.
So you have an issue with individuals?
No, I'm lucky they didn't punch me out. You know what I mean? If you
What I'm saying here, Sarah, is you basically said you don't have a problem with my cigarettes because you're not around me. So that's okay, evidently. But you do have a problem with certain individuals who are discourteous when they smoke. They blow smoke in your face, or you don't like the smell of it.
And you know, Sarah, there is a simple solution here. There is a way to avoid people smoking at the bus stop near you. You could get a job and get a car.
You could, in your own car. You could declare that a no-smoking area.
Because it's your property.
I'm proud to say I have never owned a car. I have never bought petroleum gas to put in my own car, and I'm a very environmentalist.
You are.
I'm proud of that.
So if you support government, no, you're not.
So you're fine riding in a vehicle that is powered by petroleum products?
Yeah, because buses are pretty stop and go, and that burns more gas than just getting on the road and driving to your job directly.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, in one while, they'll, like, move like 300 people. It's like a city carpool system. I'm fed up with these obnoxious. The smokers here, they're already poor anyway. So they're going to have a hard time buying cigarettes. It's going to be harder for them to buy cigarettes now. They're going to have to pay almost $3.50 in tax.
Yeah, but you realize if that happens, they're going to be withdrawing from nicotine, which is one of the most addictive substances on Earth, and they're going to be very angry. And frankly, if you voted for a tax increase, you probably deserve it if they hit you.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you for your call. The problem with this, and this is the idea of a sin tax, I want to tax everything that I don't like, is you are going to most directly affect, as Sarah accurately points out, the people most in need of their money. Yeah. You know, if more people with lower incomes and low wealth get taxed more by government because Sarah feels they need to be taxed, then what you are doing is taxing the poor to benefit the rich. And that doesn't really sound to me like where Sarah usually comes from, but I don't think Sarah usually thinks things through to completion. That may be part of the problem. We were talking, and in the first hour, we discussed a little bit about the challenges of executive power and why our framers did their best, to no avail, to limit executive power. And when we talk about executive power, we mean the power held by the executive branch of government under the president. And we talked about examples of Obama with Obamacare exceeding what many felt were legal limits set forth in the Constitution about what a president can do. And then we looked at other things like, the Alien and Seditions Act under John Adams and the unlawful internment by FDR of Japanese Americans or anyone with any Japanese heritage. We got into that a little bit, and we talked about the court case that followed that, Korematsu v. U.S., but I don't think we ever gave the punchline to that. The punchline to that is the U.S. Supreme Court found that it was absolutely constitutional for the government to round up a bunch of people based on nothing but the makeup of their DNA and throw them in what amounted to concentration camps. Do you think Trump will do such a thing? Do you think Trump has exceeded his executive power, or do you favor what many are talking about now, use of the 25th Amendment to remove a president, a sitting president who was elected by the majority of the people? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Or 855-450-3733. You can also reach us on Discord. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Load up the Discord client if you haven't already and hit us up. You'll sound like you're sitting right here in the studio with us for your moment of fame. Tell all your friends you were on a nationally syndicated radio show, and how do you know you'll get on? Because we take all calls. That doesn't mean we don't dump them occasionally if they use bad words. So remember, we are nationally syndicated, therefore you can't cuss. But we've been talking about things constitutional, and we've been taking phone calls. The we in studio tonight is Chris,
Bob,
and Melanie.
And we're going to go ahead and hop right to the phones, where we've got Tom calling in from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, recently there was a little firestorm over Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, a Democrat, who retweeted an answer to somebody's tweet, like, why are all these Democrats support doing so much to support the state of Israel, and like state of Israel says jump, and they pretty much say how high, and she retweeted, she replied that it's all about the Benjamins, baby, which is about campaign donations.
And well, isn't that the case with pretty much everything that happens in Congress?
Well, supposedly it's where do you stand on the issues? What do they, who do they, and then they compare the candidates and give the campaign donations to the ones who just so happen to have the positions or the issues that favor their interests. So if you're...
What lobbying is.
Yeah, that's what lobbying... Well, no, see, she's saying, the way she said it, it sounded like they changed their position in order to get the campaign donations, which is probably true, too.
Right, but, which is,
and
is
there
the
was
result
one,
of lobbying.
One article in The Nation written by a congressional campaign manager who was talking to the candidate about this, and, yeah, they had to come up with a campaign position paper that favors what AIPAC wanted, and next thing they knew, AIPAC raised $5,000 in campaigns for them. It's like they felt real bad about it, but they desperately needed money for their campaign. So, and see, the other reason, remember, is because too many people just go by what their TV spoon feeds them instead of visiting the Project Vote Smart website
comparing
the candidates. But
a lot of people have never heard of AIPAC. AIPAC is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And it is a lobbying group that pushes, I guess, the agenda and the interests of the state of Israel.
And what they're trying to imply is that if you don't support AIPAC, if you don't support the U.S. foreign aid to state of Israel for security assistance or for humanitarian aid, then you're anti-Semitic, like the creeps who go painting swastikas on synagogues. They're trying to blur the distinction between being anti-Jewish people and being anti that bureaucracy over there in the Middle East. And
okay, so real quickly, there's a couple questions I have here. I mean, first of all, that to me sounds like highly successful lobbying, when you can basically say that if you don't do what we say, we are going to
paint
you
like Hitler.
You're a Nazi.
Right. This is what Ben Shapiro does all the time. Like, you tried to pull that with Ron Paul. He was like, oh, well, Ron Paul says we should cut foreign aid to Israel and all countries. Therefore, he's anti-Semitic.
Right.
Like, wow, which is one of the most absurd things you could ever say.
This is why you have to not care what people say about you.
Right.
And anyway, she seems to be surviving it, but largely because the firestorm raises public awareness that, you know, it happens to be so, that, you know, these people are, you know, it's not anti-Semitic to be against aid to the state of Israel, especially, or criticizing some nasty things that the state of Israel has done recently. That's not anti-Jewish people. That's anti the state of Israel stuff. And you, if you're automatically painted as a Nazi, that pretty much
guarantees your vote.
The bureaucrats in Israel, the government bureaucrats in Israel as the dictators over the United States Congress. And that's a very dangerous situation if people would fall for that. But luckily, I think she's doing pretty well. It's too bad she's so socialist, you know, because, I mean, she's as blunt as Ron Paul, but your politics as far as socialism is, like, way too much to the left, and that's... you know, and I'm not racist when I say that. You know, I'm not anti-Muslim when I say that either, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for the call, and that's interesting. Unfortunately, so many people, if a vote on a particular topic happens to fall in line with their beliefs. So let's say you hate the state of Israel, and you hear this, and you go, okay, well, then I have to support Omar's agenda. Means, I guess I'm now a socialist because she's a socialist, and therefore I should just blindly follow that. Folks, that's not how to do politics right. You should look at topics. You should look at people's position on something. And quite frankly, I'm trying to think of a current standing politician who I would really support. I'm kind of drawing a blank because they all come up on the wrong side of liberty. That's the problem.
Well, and part of the problem is people just don't have, legitimately just don't have time to do that. Companies that hire staff have entire HR departments, and some of that is to comply with regs, but a lot of that is just to make sure you're hiring the right people. Like, you already have a job, and now you have this additional unpaid job of manage the corporation of the United States federal government's hiring processes, which is just another reason why democracy or variations on democracy, like republics and stuff like that, are incredibly stupid. Like, if you said to me, okay, Melanie, in addition to all your jobs, I want you to do the hiring for Shell Corp.
Okay.
I'm going to screw that up. Because, A, I am not relatively qualified.
No, I think you're going to do a hell of a job.
And especially if I can diffuse that responsibility between 300 million other people.
Well,
right.
Especially when it's a job that can't be done morally.
Well, that like, too. But even if it was.
Oh, she's saying just practically.
Right,
yeah. Even if it was a legitimate position, if you said to me, hire people for Shell Corp, I don't know what I should look for in a... engineer of oil or whatever the hell they even do. Like, I'm not qualified to do that. And if I know my vote only counts 1/300 millionth, I'm not particularly motivated to go find out. In addition to the fact that I have other things to do besides work for free for Shell Corp.
So after about 2 years in office, President Trump still has somewhere around 500 unfilled positions. Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me.
I have no idea.
My understanding is some of that is Congress not approving things, but...
And you're going to have that. You're going to have the Senate not fulfilling their obligation to approve appointees and things like that. But sometimes it just takes a while to hire the right person. 855-450-37.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says America stands with freedom-loving Venezuelans.
The people of Venezuela are standing for freedom and democracy, and the United States of America is standing right by their side.
The president also talks about the evils of socialism.
They engaged in massive wealth confiscation, shut down free markets, suppressed free speech, and set up a relentless propaganda machine.
A large part of the country is dealing with a big winter storm. Areas from Iowa to Massachusetts will see upwards of 4 inches of snow, but some localized areas could see up to a foot. That storm also dropped a few inches of snow in Las Vegas. And the markets were closed on this President's Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Or 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom. And that's what we like to talk about. We like to talk about freedom, we like to talk about liberty, and we like to poke holes occasionally in the way our government works. Or I should say doesn't work, because most of the time it doesn't work really well. You know that. You see it every day. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Bob.
And Melanie.
And we've been bouncing around a lot. First of all, we bounce around when we take your phone calls. This is a completely unique type of radio show, and that you can change the subject at any time. We may be talking about the 25th Amendment. We may be talking about overreach by presidents throughout history. If you don't like the subject, you change it. That's how this works. And another thing you can do is you can go to clips.freetalklive.com. A lot of people have asked for clips to come back. This is something that Free Talk Live has done in the past. But we also broadcast live video during every one of our shows. So if you want to go to twitch.lrn.fm, you can watch us during the show. You can chat. There's other people there to chat with. You can also go to our YouTube channel for clips at clips.freetalklive.com, and you can check out just little moments from the show. I think most of them last maybe 5 to 10 minutes, but they are interesting, and I encourage you to check them out when you get the chance. So we had a caller. The last call we had was discussing, how do you pronounce her last name? It was one of the first Muslim women who has served in Congress, Ilhan, I don't know if her name's pronounced Ilhan or Ilhan Omar, who's a Democrat from Missouri, and she was basically asked about, you know, what does she think about the lobbying group AIPAC, and throwing money around. And her short answer was, you know, it's all about the Benjamins, baby, and that's pretty much what lobbying is. And then we discussed a little bit about how that shifts people's perspective when you throw a bunch of money at that. Who would have thought if I start giving you money that that may change your views on a particular subject?
Well, especially if you're giving money to amoral psychopaths. Like, yeah, I mean, that, and that's what politicians are. Like, so, yeah, they don't have moral principles. They have what they can get. And so, yeah, if that gets them more money, that's the position they're going to take.
That is the truth. And, you know, that's why we see our foreign policy change frequently.
Yeah.
It will be leaning in one country's direction. Now, Libya is a good example of that. So for years and years and years, Libya was the devil, you know, they did some horrible things. There was a plane brought down that killed a whole lot of Americans. I don't think anybody really condoned that sort of activity. But then following 9/11, Muammar Gaddafi stands up and goes, wait, I don't want to get bombed either. So now I'm a good guy and I'm going to work with you guys on the war on terror. And Gaddafi suddenly was, you know, the example of what we can realize in the Middle East, that this will be the case. This will be a great example of that. Until Gaddafi falls out of favor, and mostly with the neoliberals at that point, led by Hillary Clinton, and said, no, we don't need you around, so we're going to bomb you and kill you, which is what they ended up doing with Gaddafi.
And now we have open-air slave trades. Yay!
So good job with that. Way to go, guys.
Yeah.
As we talk about this idea of replacing people in office, which the government sometimes likes to do just through force like that, sometimes we have people who are wanting to do that through other means. And President Trump has brought a plethora of discussion about the 25th Amendment. And we discussed that previously in the show. The 25th Amendment lays out how a president can be replaced. And one of the caveats that everybody kind of, or one of the options available that people seem to be running towards, is the idea that the cabinet can put forth a name. They can submit in writing to Congress, we would like the president. He's not capable of doing his job. And one of those people has been Elizabeth Warren, who has her eyes set on, guess what, the president's job.
Yeah, after the DNA test thing, that's never going to happen.
You're saying she may have lost a little... A little credibility there?
Just a little.
Yeah, there are people who are more non-human than Elizabeth Warren is Indian.
That'd be well put. To translate, that's in reference to Neanderthal DNA.
Well, and the other one that starts with a D.
Yeah.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth, this comes to us from MassLive.com. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Massachusetts Democrat, and 2020 White House hopeful, again offered support this week for the idea of the Trump administration officials using the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office if they believe he cannot fulfill his job duties. Warren told reporters after a Sunday rally in Las Vegas that while she doesn't have, quote, any special knowledge, unquote, of what happens in the White House, she believes that federal officials are obligated to invoke the amendment, which lays out the process and procedures for replacing the president in case of death, removal, resignation, or incapacitation.
Yeah, says may, not shall. She's wrong.
Or the author of this article is. It could be either way. If they are concerned,
well, okay, if she said that, she's wrong.
That's a good point. If they are concerned about Trump's ability to lead the country, campaign officials confirmed, quote, I'm not the one who hangs out in his office and sees him every day and sees how well or how poorly he's been able to manage from day to day with the decisions that he faces. But what I do know is that where there are a whole lot of people who do not, who do see him every day, who evidently are talking about invoking the 25th Amendment, she reportedly said, quote, "And my point here is that they, if they believe that Donald Trump cannot fulfill the obligations of his office, then they have a constitutional responsibility to invoke the 25th Amendment," unquote. Warren reportedly added that the administration officials, quote, "loyal under law is not to Trump personally. Their loyalty is to the Constitution of the United States and the people of the United States," unquote. The senator's comments, which were echoed, which echoed those she made last fall, came in response to former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe's reported suggestion that the former acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein considered using the amendment against Trump. Melissa Schwartz, a spokeswoman for the former acting FBI director, said that while, quote, "at that time, at no time did Mr. McCabe participate in any extended discussions about the use of the 25th Amendment, nor is he aware of any such discussions," unquote. He, quote, "was present and participated in a discussion that included comment by Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein regarding the 25th Amendment," unquote. That sure sounds like a whole lot of words that basically say, yes, they discussed the 25th Amendment. Would you disagree? Again,
yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of substance in there.
No, but that's the way these things can be reported, and politicians are very good at spinning it one way or the other. They could come out and say, yeah, we discussed the 25th Amendment, but not at any great detail, or they could have released, you know, 500 pages of what was discussed. What do you think? Do you think Donald Trump should be removed from office? Do you think that the 25th Amendment should be used? 855-450-FREE. We want to hear from you. I want to know what your feelings are on this or on any other subject. Give us a call, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. We're eager to take your calls, and you can also hit us up on Discord, discord.lrn.fm. We're going to try to take one of those calls in just a moment, but first of all, in studio, it's myself, Chris,
Bob,
and Melanie,
and we've been all over the place. We've really been wanting to talk about use of the 25th Amendment to remove a president. Should Donald Trump be removed from office, or is that action or even discussing it, quote, unquote, quote, unconstitutional? Is the Constitution itself unconstitutional? An interesting theory put forth by our
president. According to the Articles of Confederation, it would be.
There you go.
Well, no, it wouldn't be. It would just be a violation of that document.
Details. But I did want to say thank you to a very special person, and that is Michael Yaw. Michael Yaw is a gold amplifier of Free Talk Live. Amplify, or the AMP program, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And those monies go directly towards doing just those things. We advertise the store, the show, we market the show, and we promote the show. So when we see Ian and Mark going to conventions and things like that to get the word of liberty and get the word of this program out there so we can get more radio stations, real live radio stations to pick up the show, that's a good thing for everyone. To find out more about the AMP program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And yeah, Michael gives at least $10 a month. He's a gold subscriber, so that's a nice support. And thank you very much for doing that. We were just discussing Elizabeth Warren's belief that people within the Trump administration should immediately call for the removal of Trump. I'm just trying to find out where we were at here. The senator's comments, which echoed those she made last fall, came in response to former acting FBI director Andrew McCabe's reported suggestion that the former acting attorney general Rod Rosenstein considered using the amendment against Trump. Melissa Schwartz, a spokeswoman for the former acting FBI director, said that while, quote, at no time did Mr. McCabe participate in any extended discussion about the use of the 25th Amendment, nor is he aware of any such discussions, he, quote, was present and participated in a discussion that included comment by Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein regarding the 25th Amendment. We discussed that before the last break, but that to me was the most weaselly sentence I think I've read, coming from a lawyer who said, yes, it was discussed, but I'm going to answer this in such a way that no one could even prove that I acknowledge that it did indeed occur in the first place. Come on. Do you guys think there is discussion of use of the 25th Amendment within the Trump White House?
I mean,
no.
You know, maybe I'm misunderstanding the process, but why would it matter if it's in the Trump White House? Wouldn't that be a function of Congress?
Well, Congress can
the
call
Vice
for
President
it.
Also has to sign off on it.
Right, but he's essentially a member of Congress.
Maybe. Right, as the president pro tempore of the Senate. But the 25th Amendment also says that a majority of officers within the executive. So basically, you can get all your cabinet off. If you were to get all the cabinet officers together and say, this guy, he's off his rocker. He's doing crazy stuff. He's dancing around the White House wearing a tutu or whatever it happens to be. We're going to go ahead and move forward with this, and you would need the assistance of the vice president to submit that letter.
Sure.
That could be a permanent thing. It could be a temporary thing. So I think we can, you could identify there's medical reasons why a president might fall under the 25th Amendment. And it seems to me like that happened. I can't remember if it was, it might have been during Reagan's assassination attempt, that he might not have, as he was being operated on, they may have invoked the 25th Amendment temporarily.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because of the people who would have to sign off on that, I think it's pretty solidly that it can only be used if there's an actual problem.
Right, right. But Warren doesn't want. She just. It would really be more convenient to her if you could just put an indelible stain on this presidency, so it will make it easier for me to get in. That seems to be.
I mean, you can want it all day long. Yeah. That doesn't mean it.
And really, at this point, it's personal. I mean, like, he did humiliate her in a pretty epic way.
Why would she release that DNA test?
Right.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
I'm 1,023rd wrong. But I'm going to say I'm right.
Well, because one thing Trump is good at, it's not necessarily a good quality, although when it's turned against politicians, it's hilarious. So,
I mean, it's silly to somebody but get up in here and be like, oh, yeah, I'm.
Well, he's really good at putting people in no-win situations. Like, either she doesn't play along. In which case, like, he can just keep trumpeting that over her. Or she does, and now it's, even if she were Native American, he'd be like, oh, look, well, you just barked at my orders. Like, you know.
There are so many BS reasons you can give to not want to take a DNA test.
No, absolutely.
No.
But.
Or at least to not want to release it. Come on.
And like, it's very manipulative, and it's a pretty horrible trait generally, but it is pretty hilarious when applied to politicians. So.
Right. So there have been a couple examples of the 25th Amendment being used. After it was, it was ratified. It was put forth in 1965. It was approved, finally certified, which meant I think it's a supermajority of states have to all vote in favor of it, and the president certifies the amendment. Happened in 1967. The first use of the 25th Amendment occurred in 1973 when President Richard Nixon nominated Congressman Gerald R. Ford of Michigan to fill the vacancy left by Vice President Spiro Agnew's resignation. Not many people remember Spiro Agnew, but he proved that Maryland politics can be just as dirty and deceitful as Chicago politics. So he was removed from office. And less than a year later, the 25th Amendment would be used again. This time, Vice President Ford became president after Richard Nixon resigned, and he nominated Nelson Rockefeller to fill the vice president's vacancy left by him, and that would have had to have been ratified. What's the the term that I'm thinking of. Basically, Congress would have had to have approved that. So it has been used at least a couple times before it can be doing it. This article continues. The New York Times reported in September that Rosenstein discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office over concerns of him being unfit for the job. Those discussions occurred in early 2017 after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, according to the newspaper. Warren previously urged support for invoking the 25th Amendment against Trump after the New York Times published an anonymous September 2018 op-ed from an alleged administration official which raised questions about the president's leadership and fitness for office. The senator argued that if, quote, senior officials believe the president is unfit, they should stop hiding behind anonymous op-eds and leaking information to Bob Woodward, boasting that they're trying to save the country and instead do what the Constitution demands them to do, invoke the 25th Amendment and remove this president from office, unquote.
Well, and of course, one of the big problems is that for as long as I can remember, vice presidents have existed as a buffer against this. I mean, that's why you have Pence, because that would be horrible. That's why you had that's why you had Biden, because he's a creepy child molester.
Pick somebody that's so horrible no one in their right mind would ever want him to be president.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, and that, if that's the system you set up, that's what you should expect. Right. People aren't going to just, I mean, if you're going to design a game, which is what this is, you should expect people to play in such a way that they will win.
Right.
You have bad rules.
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything to change them. The last constitutional amendment we had passed was the 27th, and that one was put forward to be voted on in, I think, 1791. It was ratified in about 1992, so it takes a while to change a constitution.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.